AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Wesco's high water test comes with a 0.7 times participation gap. Wesco International gained 5.4% for the week and sits only 3.2% below its 52-week high. But the advance arrived on below average volume and against selective industrial distribution breadth. Research brief. Wesco International closed at $365.40 in the week ended 19 June, up 5.4%, and positioned at 94.1% of its 52-week range. The weekly trend backdrop remains active after 49 active weeks, with price 22.0% above the ShareMaestro trend line. The signal mix is constructive, but not clean. Activity pressure is positive, relative strength is positive, yet volume was only 0.7 times the 13-week average, and the expectancy read is still undecided. Key points. 1. Wesco rose 5.4% on the week, taking its 12-week gain to 39.6% and its 52-week return to 106.6%. 2. The stock is 3.2% below its 52-week high of $377.40 and trades 22.0% above the weekly trend line at 299.4. 3. ShareMaestro's trend backdrop is active, but activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal, and volume was light at 1.9 million shares, or 0.7 times the 13-week average. 4. Sector context is supportive but uneven. U.S. industrials averaged a 1.4% weekly gain, while Wesco's industrial distribution industry averaged 3.1%. 5. Risk evidence is not absent, with 10 recent reversal markers, an 84.4% premium to ShareMaestro fair value, and activity pressure down 26.5% over 4 weeks. Price action keeps the high in view. Wesco International finished the latest week at $365.40, up 5.4%. A strong short-term response after 2 down weeks in early June. The move puts the stock at 94.1% of its 52-week range, with the close just 3.2% below the 377.4 high and far above the 173.8 low. Over longer windows, the advance remains substantial, 39.6% over 12 weeks, 45.8% over 26 weeks, and 106.6% over 1 year. The weekly trend signal remains active, with 49 active weeks out of the past 52, and priced 22.0% above the trend line at 299.4. That distance supports the constructive regime, but also raises the threshold for confirmation. The fair value read is more stretched, with the stock 84.4% above ShareMaestro fair value at 198.1, leaving less valuation slack if momentum cools. Sector and industry context is positive, but breadth is selective. Wesco sits in industrials, within the industrial distribution industry, and carries an $18 billion market value. The stock outpaced the broader U.S. industrials group for the week, rising 5.4% versus the sector's 1.4% average return. It also beat its industry's 3.1% weekly average, although its 4-week gain of 0.6% lagged the industry's 8.9% average and shows that recent follow-through has been uneven. Breadth argues for a measured read rather than a broad group endorsement. Across U.S. industrials, active trend breadth is 56.0%, activity pressure breadth is 55.0%, and positive relative strength breadth is 48.0%. In industrial distribution, the split is sharper. Trend breadth is only 45.5%, activity pressure is healthier at 63.6%, and positive relative strength breadth is just 27.3%. Wesco is on the favorable side of all three signals, but it is doing so in an industry where relative strength participation remains narrow. Momentum is intact, while signal urgency has cooled. The ShareMaestro setup signature is a balanced read, with a composite score of 69. Momentum remains the clearest positive evidence. The stock ranks in the 76.6 percentile among 663 U.S. industrials on the weekly peer read, and its 12-week return of 39.6%. is well ahead of the sector's 16.2% and the industry's 21.2% averages. Activity pressure is positive at 0.78, but the 4-week change is negative at 26.5%, suggesting the latest rebound has not yet rebuilt the intensity seen in May. Relative strength is also positive at 25.38, though it has declined 15.0% over 4 weeks. The expectancy state is undecided, with a 54.02% probability, which fits the broader message. The trend is still constructive, but the next leg needs better confirmation. Volume and risk keep the next move under scrutiny. Participation was the main weakness in the week's advance. Wesco traded 1.9 million shares, below the 13-week average of 2.7 million and the 52-week average of 2.9 million, leaving the volume ratio at 0.7 times on both measures. That is a contrast with earlier high-energy weeks, including the 12.0% gain on May 1st, with 5.1 million shares, and the February selling week, with 5.9 million shares. A stronger participation reset would make any push toward the 52-week high more convincing. Risk remains manageable, but visible. 13-week weekly volatility is 4.2%, slightly below the 52-week base of 4.5%. And the one-year up-down split is favorable, at 31 positive weeks against 21 negative weeks. Average gains of 4.3% exceed average losses of 2.6%. But 10 recent reversal markers and the large fair value premium argue against ignoring exhaustion risk. Next week's focus is whether price can challenge the high with volume above the recent baseline, while activity pressure and relative strength stabilize rather than fade. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.